早上好。
Summer is over for Rice students.
对莱斯大学的学生来讲，暑假已经过了。
It will be over for others quickly.
对其他的学生也很快就要过去。
And for some parents, you have been sending your kids off to college for the first time.
对于一些父母来讲，也许你第一次要把孩子送进大学了。
I never understood.What does it mean to send a college, to send a kid to college?
我从来不明白把一个孩子送进大学代表什么。
To me, it's a half an hour drive to Rice campus.
对我来讲，去莱斯大学只有半个小时的车程。
So it never really meant the same thing.
所以对我来讲，可能跟其他人的这个意义不一样。
But now I understand a lot better.
但现在我了解了。
And I also realize what a blessing.I receive in the past, but not having to send a kid off to college.
那我也知道以前我蒙了何等大的祝福，因为我不需要把孩子送这么远。
And so, pray the Lord, if you have the opportunity to have the same blessing, then take it.
如果你现在跟我一样，还有这样的祝福，那你要享受它。
And this morning, I'd like to share...with you on this thought of Lord's coming.
今天早上我跟大家要来分享的是关乎主的再来。
And specifically, I would like to focus on the preparations for Lord's coming.
特别我要分享的集中在如何预备主的再来。
I would like to cover four preparations for Lord's coming.
我的分享包括有四个预备为着主的再来。
Let's turn to the scripture. First one, Luke chapter 12.
让我们先来看经节，是第一处在路加福音。
12 verse 56 and 57.
路加福音第十二章五十六、五十七节。
Luke chapter 12, 56, 57.You hypocrites, you know how to analyze the appearance of the earth and the sky. But who do you not analyze this present time? And why do you not even on your own initiative judge what is right?
十二章五十六节，假冒为善的人呢？你们知道分辨天地的气色，怎么不知道分辨这时候呢？你们又为何不自己审量什么是合理的呢？
Brother and sister, there's a new definition of a hypocrite.
弟兄姐妹们，在这里对假冒为善有一个新的定义。
The hypocrite is that we do not know our time.
假冒为善的定义就是我们不知道分辨时候。
We know how to analyze the appearance of the earth and the sky, but we do not analyze the present time.
我们知道怎样分辨天地的气色，却不知道怎么分辨这时候。
And this is a hypocrite.
这样的人是假冒伪善的人。
First John chapter 2:28.
约翰一书第二章第二十八节。
First John chapter 2:28. Now, little children, abide in him, so that when he appears, we may have confidence and not shrink away from him in shame at his coming.
小子们呐，你们要住在主里面，这样。他若显现，你们就可以坦然无惧。当他来的时候，在他面前也不至于羞惭愧。
First John chapter 3 verse 2.
约翰一书的三章第二节。
Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not appeared as yet what we will be. We know that when he appears, we will be like him, because we will see him.Just as he is.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。
Here is the first preparation.
这里是第一个预备。
The first preparation is to abide in him.
第一个预备是住在主里面。
If we abide in him, when he appears, we will be like him.
如果我们住在主里面，当他显现，我们必要像他。
This is the best preparation we will ever have concerning the Lord's coming.
这是关乎主再来我们能有的最好的预备。
Hebrew chapter 10.
希伯来书第十章
Verse 37
37节
And 38
还有38节
For yet in a very little while He who is coming will come And will not delay But my righteous one shall live by faith And if he shrinks aback My soul has no pleasure in him
因为还有一点点时候那要来的就来并不迟延只是一人必因信得生他若退后我心里就不喜欢他
Here comes the second preparation
这里是第二个预备
To live by faith
就是因信而生
In order for us to wait for Lord's coming We need to live by faith
如果我们要预备主再来的时候再来的话需要因信而生
James chapter 5
雅各书第五章
Verse 7
第七节
Through verse 9
第七到第九节
Therefore be patient brethren Until the coming of the Lord The farmer waits for the precious produce of the soil Being patient about it Until it gets the early and late rains You too be patient, strengthen your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is near. Do not complain, brethren, against one another, so that you yourselves may not be judged. Behold, the judge is standing right at the door.
弟兄们呢，你们要忍耐，直到主来。看呢，农夫忍耐等候地里宝贵的出产，直到得了秋雨、春雨，你们也当忍耐，坚固你们的心。因为主来的日子近了，弟兄们，你们不要彼此埋怨，免得受审判。看哪，审判的主站在门前了。
Here is the third preparation.
这里是第三个预备。
Endure with patience.
就是要忍耐。
Because the judge is standing at the door.
因为审判的主站在门前了。
Second Timothy chapter 4 verse 7.
提摩太后书第四章第七节
I have fought the good fight I have finished the course I have kept the faith In the future there is laid up for me The crown of righteousness Which the Lord, the righteous judge Will award to me on that day And not only to me But also to all who have loved his appearing
第四章七节跟八节那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。从此以后，有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主，到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
Here is the fourth preparation to finish the course.
这是第四个预备，就是跑，当跑的路，跑尽当跑的路。
Because there is a crown of righteousness which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to us on that day.
因为有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主到了那日要赐给我的。
These are for preparation for the Lord's coming.
所以这是为着主再来我们要有的四个预备。
To abide in Him.
住在主里面。
To live by faith.
因信得生。
To endure with patience.
忍耐。
To finish the course.
跑进当跑的路。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, this morning our heart is full with gratitude that we can come together to enjoy your presence.
父啊，我们今天早上心里充满了感谢，因为在你的面前我们可以一同来聚集。
Father, we at this moment want to humble before you.
在这个时刻，我们愿意在你面前谦卑下来。
To recognize Apart from you, we can accomplish nothing spiritually.
认识到在属灵里面在你之外我们不能做什么。
Therefore, we ask for your anointing and blessing.
所以我们来求你恩高的教训还有你的祝福。
To use your feeble servants to communicate your heart's desire.
用这些软弱的器皿把你心里所想望的跟我们来交通
We pray the Holy Spirit will quicken all of us
我们愿意圣灵来让我们可以得 坚固。
So we can hear that still small voice.
所以我们可以听到那微小的声音。
It's not from man, it's from our shepherd.
不是从人来的声音，是从我们的牧人来的声音。
We commit this time before you. In Jesus' name we pray.
把这时间交在你手里，奉耶稣的名祷告。
In order for us to really begin to prepare for Lord's coming, first of all, we must know our time.
如果我们要预备主再来的话，第一件事情是我们需要知道时候。
We just learned that if we don't know our time, and we are hypocrites.
我们刚才已经读到，如果我们不知道分辨这时候，那我们就是假冒伪善。
And Moses, in his writing in Psalm 90, that Moses really knew the times.
当摩西写诗篇第九十篇的时候，他是一个知道分辨时候的人。
Moses wrote this way before the mountains were born, or you gave birth to the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
因为摩西在诗篇九十篇第二节这么说。诸山未曾生出，地与世界你未曾造成，从亘古到永远，你是神。
Moses knew that God is from eternity to eternity.
因为摩西知道神是从永远到永远的神。
From everlasting to everlasting, God is God.
从亘古到永远，神他是神。
And for God, a thousand years is just like yesterday.
对神来讲，千年如一日。
Or just like a watch.In the night.
或者如夜间的一更。
So that's the context for us to understand our time.
所以在这个背景里面，我们才来了解我们的时候。
Then Moses continued to describe that our time.
然后摩西就来描述我们的时候。
And this is how Moses see our times.
这个就是摩西怎样来看我们的时候。
Moses wrote, in the morning, it flourishes and sprouts anew toward evening,It fades and withers away.
摩西说，早晨发芽生长，晚上割下枯干。
So we are like the grass.
所以我们就像这草。
And our time is just like a single day in eternity.
如果我们的时候来讲，在永远里面就像那一天。
And in the morning we flourishes.
在早晨的时候，我们发芽生长。
And in the evening,We fade and withers away, and that is our time.
晚上就割下枯干，这就是我们的时候。
In the context of eternity, our lifetime is just like one day.
如果在永恒这个背景下面，我们的一生就像一天一样。
So, brothers and sisters, I don't know. Do you know your time?
弟兄姐妹们，我不知道你们知不知道你的时间。
I know my time is much closer to evening than morning.
我知道我的时间离夜晚更近。
But sometimes we don't know our times.
但很多时候我们不知道分辨时候。
Even the world know our times.
甚至这世界都知道它的时间。
I keep getting mails from AARP. American Association of Retired Persons.
我经常接到从美国这个退休协会寄给我的一些电子邮件。
And he's telling me it's your time.
那个邮件里面就说你的时间到了。
It's about time you join us.
这是你来加入我们这个协会的时间。
The world knows our time.
这个世界都知道我们的时间。
But we do not know our time.
但我们却不知道分辨这时候。
Brothers and sisters, when we live this life, sometimes we just don't know our time.
弟兄姐妹们，我们经常在这世上生活，却不知道我们的时候。
We thought we live from everlasting to everlasting.
我们觉得自己是从亘古活到永远。
We have hopes and dreams. We have ambitions. We want to do this and want to do that.
我们有希望，我们有目标，我们有自己的野心，要做这，要做那。
But not knowing that many of us has passed the noon already.
但是不知道我们已经过了正午的时间。
And there's not much time for us.To pursue our own ambitions.
我们没有太多的时间再来追求我们自己的心
愿。There is something much bigger than my lifetime, than your lifetime.
因为有些事比你的 这一生比我的一生要大得多。
There is something that's more important than my life.
有些是比我的生命要更大。
There is something that's much bigger than your life.
有些事是比你的生命更大。
There is something called eternity.
因为有一件事情叫永恒。
And in the eternity, there is a point in time the Lord is coming back again.
在永恒里面有一点就是主的再来。
That is much more important than what I'm going to do in my life.
这件事比我在我的生命里面要做的更大。
Or in other words, what I can achieve during my lifetime.
或者说我在这一生能够达到的。
God give us this life, give us our lifetime to prepare for that day when He comes.
神给我们生命，给我们这一生的时间，其实是为了我们预备那一天，就是他要再来。
If we do not know that time, we will waste this life.
如果我们不知道这时候的话，那我们一生都是浪费的。
We have to have that time in mind as we live our life daily.
我们每天这样在地上生活，需要了解有那一天，有那一个时候。
So we have to be able to know where is our time.
所以我们才可以了解我们自己的时候。
Brother and sister, do you know our time?
弟兄姐妹们，我们知不知道我们的时候？
The time is near.
这时候已经非常近了。
James said that is near and the judge is standing at the door.
因为在雅各书说审判的主站在门前了。
Today we see nations against nations and kingdoms against kingdoms.
今天我们已经看到民起来攻打民，国起来攻打国。
We see what is happening in Egypt and the Middle East.
我们看到在埃及在中东所发生的事情。
We see the dysfunction in our political system, our social system, our economic systems.
我们看到在我们的政治、社会、在经济这些系统里面都有崩溃的迹象。
The time is very near.
这时间非常近了。
Do we know the time?
我们能不能分辨这时候？
In Matthew 24, Jesus told a story about two servants. One is intelligent, the other one is wicked.
在马太福音24章，主提到有两个仆人，一个是聪明的仆人，有忠心有见识的仆人，一个是恶仆。
My translation said evil servant.
在我的这个翻译里面讲到是邪恶的仆人。
And the evil servant said in his heart, My master is not coming for a long time.
这个恶仆心里面说，我的主人必来得迟。
Brother and sister, is this what we're saying in our heart?
弟兄姐妹们，在我们心里是不是也这样说？
Our master is not coming for a long time.
我的主人必来得迟。
If this is what your heart is saying to you, you are the evil servant.
如果今天你心里是这么讲的话，那你就是一个恶仆。
Because that servant did not know the time.
因为这个恶仆他不会分辨时候。
He begins to beat his fellow servant.
他就开始动手打他的同伴。
Then he began to eat and drink with the drunkard.
然后他就和那些酒醉的人一同来吃喝。
Drunkards are those who pursue the inheritance and the possession of this world.
这些酒醉的人就是在这个世上来追求产业，追求他们的财富。
In other words, the evil servant pursued the same thing the Gentile were pursuing.
或者说这个恶仆所追求的就是这世上外邦人所追求的。
Are we evil servants today?
我们今天是不是这样的恶仆呢？
Are we pursuing the same thing the Gentile were pursuing today?
今天我们所追求的是不是这世上的外邦人所追求的呢？
And there was a faithful servant as well.
在这里也有一个忠心的仆人。
Who knew the time?
他能够分辨时候。
So he gave the food to the people in the household.
他就按时分粮给这神家里的人。
And he is faithful servant.
他就是一个忠心的仆人。
So brothers and sisters, are we faithful or are we evil today?
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们今天是忠心的呢，还是这邪恶的仆人？
How do we prepare for Lord's coming?
我们怎么样来预备主的再来？
How can we be a faithful servant?
我们怎样成为一个忠心的仆人？
And we read the four scriptures a moment ago.
不久前我们已经读到四处的章节。
And there are four basic preparations for us to become a faithful servant.
有四个基本的预备，让我们可以成为忠心的仆人。
It is very urgent that you and I begin to prepare because the Lord is standing at the door.
今天我们这样来预备是非常紧急的，因为人子已经在门口。
There is not much time.
已经没有太多的时候。
We have to start preparing.
我们需要马上开始。
The first preparation is to abide in Him.
第一个预备是住在他里面。
To abide in God's presence.
是住在神的面前。
Brother and sister, there's no better way to prepare for His coming by today standing, abiding in Him.
弟兄姐妹们，今天没有更好的预备。只要我们是住在主的里面。
If we don't abide in Him, we will be in shame on that day.
如果我们不住在主里面，那一天我们一定要惭愧。
Because we are not like Him.
因为我们不像他。
If we compare our life with the life of Christ, we will be in shame.
如果把我们的生命跟耶稣的生命来比的话，我们不像他。
We have joy, we have peace when the grass flourish.
如果我们这个花草在这里繁茂的时候，我们心里面是有平安喜乐的。
And we will be shaken in despair when the grass begin to fade and wither.
但是当这草割下枯干的时候，我们就战惊恐惧。
If we meet our Lord Jesus with this life, we will be in shame.
如果我们以这样的生命来遇见主耶稣的话，我们一定是羞惭的。
How can we prepare so that we will not be in shame when we meet him?
那我们怎样预备，所以见到他的时候不至于羞愧呢？
How can we be like him?
我们怎样能够像他呢？
Bible told us, there's the only way we can be like him.
那圣经告诉我们，只有一条路，只有一个办法，让我们可以像他。
Is to behold our Lord face to face.
就是面对面来看他。
With an unveiled face,We gaze upon our Lord.
就是可以敞开脸，可以看到我们的主。
The only way to be like Him is to abide in Him.
唯一一条道路就是住在他里面。
If we do not abide in His presence today, then waiting for Lord's coming is meaningless.
如果今天我们不是活在他的面前，那我们预备主的再来是完全没有意义的。
Do you know there's something unique about Moses?
我们知不知道摩西有一些独特的地方？
If you read the story of Moses, there's something very unique about Moses.
如果我们来读摩西的故事，摩西有一些很独特的地方。
That's, the uniqueness is in three words.
这个独特的地方就是三个词。
Face to face.
面对面。
Bible said time and again, Moses,Meet with Father, the God, face to face.
在圣经里面不止一处的提到摩西与父神与耶和华是面对面谈话。
You know, at the end of his life, in the end of Deuteronomy, when Moses described about his life.
当在生命记他摩西讲他的一生最后总结的时候。
And that is what the word said. Since that time, no prophet has risen in Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face.
那里提到以后以色列再也没有兴起先知像摩西的，因为他是耶和华面对面所认识的。
Now, how can we have that experience?
我们怎么能够有这样同样的经历呢？
I think we all agree it's a wonderful thing to abide in him, to have that face-to-face experience.
我们都知道这是奇妙的，可以在他的面前每天住在他里面。
But how can we enter into that reality today?
但今天怎么样能够进入这个实际呢？
Moses told us his secret.
摩西也把他的秘密告诉我们了。
Moses said this way.
摩西这么讲。
For we have been consumed by your anger and by your wrath. We have been dismayed.
他说我们因你的怒气而消灭，因你的愤怒而惊惶。
You have placed our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence.
你将我们的罪孽摆在你面前，将我们的隐恶摆在你面光之中。
Brother and sister, this is the secret of Moses.
弟兄姐妹们，这是摩西的秘诀。
This is the secret. How do we have this face-to-face experience?
这就是一个秘诀，我们怎么样能有一个面对面的经历。
It's to place the secret sins of love, our life in the light of His presence.
就是把我们的隐恶摆在他的面光之中。
You know, it's kind of scary sometimes.
有的时候这是很可怕的事情。
Because no one wants to expose His secrets.
因为没有人愿意把隐秘摆在人面前。
But we all have that secret in our life.
但我们在生命里面一定要有这样的秘诀。
No, 我们都有。
我们都有这样的
隐恶。
隐恶。
Oftentimes, we open ourselves most of the time to the Lord.
很多时候我们都是把自己敞开在主面前。
We open most of our life to other brothers and sisters.
对其他弟兄姐妹，大多数时间我们也是把自己敞开。
But there is a part of our life we do not want to expose to our brothers and sisters, nor do we want to expose to our Lord.
但是总有一些事情我们不愿意向弟兄姐妹或者向着我们的主来敞开。
But actually, God actually knew everything, right?
但是神其实凡事都知道。
So in God, there's no secrets.
在神里面没有任何的隐秘。
But what does this mean when Moses said that my secret sins are in light, in the light of your presence?
但摩西这句话是什么意思？将我的隐恶摆在你面光之中。
This means Moses has decided to open his secretness to the Lord.
这表明摩西已经决定了把自己完全敞开在主面前。
That means there's no secret between Moses and God.
这就证明在神跟摩西之间没有任何的隐秘。
Moses has completely opened himself.
摩西完全把自己的敞开。
And that's the secret to have this face-to-face experience with our Lord.
这就是怎么样能够与主有面对面经历的秘诀。
Brother and sister, this is the secret.
弟兄姐妹们，这就是秘诀。
It's not about knowing more ways and knowledge.
并不是来学更多的知识，了解更多的方法。
It is about that secret sin in your life.
是关乎在你生命里面那个隐恶。
It's about that part you're not willing to open to the Lord.
是关乎那有一部分你不愿意向神敞开的。
It's the part that you don't want to obey.
是关乎那一件事你不愿意来顺从神的。
You don't even want to talk about.
你甚至不愿意提起这样的事。
And that would block our face to face with God.
这就会阻挡我们与神来面对面。
This is the reason that we do not have that experience abiding in Him.
这就是为什么我们不能住在主里面。
Sometimes it is a sin in our life.
有的时候这是我们生命里面的一个罪恶。
Sometimes it's earthly ambitions.
有的时候这是你在世上的一个追求。
Sometimes it's the pride of our life.
有的时候这是我们生命里面的骄傲。
It's deep in our heart.
在我们心最深的地方。
We got it very hard.
我们非常难来面对这件事。
Not even your dearest brother will know about it.
甚至离你最亲近的弟兄姐妹也不了解。
But for Moses, there is no secret.
但是对摩西没有这样的隐秘。
All his sins are in the light of his presence.
他所有的罪恶都在神的面前。
All of his inequities are before God.
他的罪孽都摆在神面前。
And you will face God face to face.
这样的话，你就要与神面对面。
If we do face God this way, we will be changed.
如果我们是以这样的方式来面对神，我们都要被改变。
It's impossible not to be changed this way.
如果这样的话，我们不可能不被改变。
It's so hard to change our life.
我们的生命是很难被改变的。
According to our wills and power, we can no longer do that.
靠着我们的意志，靠着我们的能力是不可能的。
But as you expose your secret to the Lord,
但如果我们把我们的隐恶向着神打开的话，
You'll be changed.
你会被改变。
When the Lord returns, we will discover we'll like him.
当神再来的时候，我们会发现原来我们可以像他。
Brother and sister, this is the first preparations. We have to prepare this on a daily basis.
弟兄姐妹们，这是第一个预备，这是我们天天都要来做的预备。
We have to come to the Lord and open ourselves up completely on a daily basis.
每一天我们都要来到主面前，把我们自己向他敞开。
And we will abide in him this way.
这样的话，我们就可以住在他里面。
We will live in his presence this way.
我们会住在他的面前。
We will be changed.
我们一定会被改变。
This is the first preparation.
这是第一个预备。
Secondly,
第二点。
Hebrew also encourages us to live by faith.
在希伯来书那里鼓励我们要因信得生。
When our Lord, on this earth, he told a story.
当主耶稣在地上的时候，他讲过一个小故事。
And you all knew about the story about a widow and unjust judge, right?
可能大家都知道，就是关乎一个寡妇和一个不义的官的故事。
And after that little parable or little story, Jesus made the following comment. Jesus said, I tell you that he will bring about justice for them quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?
当主耶稣讲了这个小故事之后，他这样来说，他说，我告诉你们，要快快地给他们伸冤了。然而人子来的时候，遇得见世上有信德吗？
You know, you see, Jesus is looking for something on this earth when he comes.
当主耶稣来到这个地上的时候，再来的时候，他是在寻找一些东西。
He was saying, when the Son of Man comes, will the Son of Man find faith on this earth?
主耶稣说，然而人子来的时候，遇得见世上有信德吗？
What is faith on the earth?
在世上的信德是什么意思？
And Jesus explained to us right away.
马上主耶稣就做了解释。
And when we read the Bible, it's very interesting. Jesus explained to us right away.
在读圣经的时候非常有意思，因为主耶稣总是马上解释。
And he explained to us what is faith on this earth.
他就跟我们来讲解什么是在这世上的信德。
Then he said there's two men went up to the temple.
他说有两个人去殿里面祷告。
And one a Pharisee and one a tax collector.
有一个是法利赛人，有一个是税吏。
And Pharisee stood and praying this to himself.
那法利赛人就站在那里自言自语的祷告。
Then he said, I thank you that I am not like other people, even like this tax collector.
他说，神啊，我感谢你，我不像别人，不像这个税吏。
I fast twice a week.
我一个礼拜要禁食两次。
I pay tithes of all that I get.
凡我所得的我都献上十分之一。
And this tax collector standing some distance away were even unwilling to lift his eyes to the heaven, beating his chest.
然后那个税吏呢是远远的站着，连举目望天也不敢。他在那里而且还在捶胸。
And he said, God, be merciful to me, the sinner.
他就说，神啊，开恩可怜我这个罪人。
Then Jesus said this tax collector went into his house justified.
但主耶稣是这么讲，这人回家去比那人倒算为有益。
This tax collector, it was justified by his faith.
这个税吏因着他的信反倒成为义了。
So now you know what is the faith on this earth.
所以现在我们了解什么是这世上的信德。
The tax collector knew he was a sinner.
这个税吏他知道自己是一个罪人。
And he needs the mercy from God.
他知道自己需要神开恩。
He has nothing himself that he can trust.
他在里面没有可以信靠的。
And this is the faith.
这是信。
Brothers and sisters, if today there's anything in your life you can trust, then you do not have the real faith.
弟兄姐妹们，如果今天在你里面你还有任何的自信，那你就没有信心。
And this Pharisee has so much to trust.
这个法利赛人有很多在他里面觉得很有信心的。
He trusts his twice a week fasting.
他相信他一个礼拜两次的禁食祷告。
He trusts his tithing.
他相信他自己的奉献。
He trusts his good behaviors.
他相信自己好的行为。
But this tax collector, he trusts nothing.
但是这个税吏没有任何可以信靠的。
He needed mercy for our Lord.
他需要神开恩来可怜他。
This is the faith on this earth.
这个是在地上的信德。
Do we live by faith?
我们有没有因这个信而生？
Or I can ask you another way.
或者我换一个方式来问大家。
Maybe it helps us to understand what does it mean by live by faith?
或者这样可以帮助我们知道什么叫做因信得生。
Do you store up treasures on earth?
你在地上有没有积财宝？
Where moth and rust destroy, where thieves breaking and steal.
在那里，在地上的话，有虫子咬，能够锈坏，而且有贼挖窟窿来偷。
Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
Do you trust your stored treasure, or you trust God?
你是相信你积攒在地上的财宝，还是你相信神？
If we trust the stored treasures, we do not live by faith.
如果我们相信积攒的财宝，我们就不是因信得生。
Let me ask you another way.
让我再换一个方式来问。
How many masters do you have?
你生命里面有多少个主？
How many masters do you have?
你有多少的主？
Bible told us,No one can serve two masters.
圣经说一个人不能侍奉两个主。
Whom do you serve other than God today?
在神以外你还侍奉其他的主吗？
Who has a higher priority than God today in your life?
今天在你生命里面，在神之外有没有其他更优先的事？
If we have another master, we do not live by faith.
如果我们还有其他的主，那我们就不是因信得生。
There is a temptation.For all of us today.
今天对我们所有的人都有一个试探。
And temptation is that you can serve God 90% of your time, but you ought to reserve that 10% of your time to do a little extra activity.
这个诱惑就是我们总相信自己能花90%的时间来侍奉神，还有10%的时间我可以来侍奉其他的主。
We have confidence in ourselves. We will not allow the second master to be the priority. We will control ourselves. We will serve God 90% of my time.
我们总有这个自信，就说这另外的主，我不会真正的侍奉他，我只花10%的时间，其他90%我还可以来侍奉神。
Brother and sister, it never works.
弟兄姐妹们，这从来不会成就的。
It never works.And it will never be.
之前没有过，今后也不会。
If you allow the second master to come into your life, in the end, you will serve him 90% of your time.
如果你容许另外的主来让你侍奉的话，这个主最后会拿到你所有的侍奉。
You probably served God 10% of your time.
最后你其实只有10%拿来侍奉主。
Let me ask you another way.
让我再换一个方式来问。
Do you worry about your life?
你有没有为你的生命来忧虑呢？
Do you worry about what will eat and what will drink, what to put on?
你有没有忧虑吃什么、喝什么、穿什么？
Are we seeking the things that Gentiles are seeking?
我们有没有求那些外邦人才求的事？
Do we seek first the His kingdom, His righteousness?
我们有没有先求他的国和他的义？
If we do not seek his first, his kingdoms and his righteousness, we do not live by faith.
如果我们没有先求他的国、他的义，我们就不是因信得生。
Hebrew told us, if someone lives by faith, there will be a better possession, a lasting one.
在希伯来书说，如果一个人是因信来生活的话，那他会有更美的、长存的家业。
Are we pursue something that will not last?
我们有没有追求一些事是不能长久的？
Let me help you this way.
让我再这样来讲。
Let me help you to examine, consider the things.
让我再来帮助大家，我们来省察自己。
Just think about the things you are pursuing right now.
就想想你今天所追求的事。
The most important thing in your life right now.
是你生命里面最重要的，现在最重要的。
That consume you most of the time right now.
这件事情占据了你生命里面绝大部分的时
间。Let me ask you, when you reach your evening.
当你到晚上的时候。
When the grass begin to fade and withers away.
当这个草被割下枯干的时候
When you reach the end of your time, is this thing still important?
当你到这样晚上的时候这件事还重要吗
It's not important then, and it's not important now.
如果在那一天那个时候不重要那今天就不应该是重要的事
If it's not important then, and it is not important now.
那个时候不重要的话现在就不重要
If we live by faith,Then our possession is a better possession and lasting one.
如果我们是因信而生的话，那我们所得的这个家业其实是长存的家业。
So this is the second preparation to live by faith.
所以这是第二个预备，就是因信得生。
Trust our God only and do not trust everything else on this earth.
独独的来信靠神。不信靠这世上所有的一切。
To only pursue those things that will last.
我们只来追求那些长存的事。
That's second preparation.
这是第二个预备。
The third one, endure with patience.
第三件事就是要忍耐等候。
And then now we have a picture of a farmer here.
现在我们就看到一个农夫的图画。
And a farmer must be patient.
农夫必须要忍耐等
候。You know, Many other professions, you work until, you know, your work is done.
在其他的行业，我们经常来工作，直到这个最后，工作完成了。
A farmer also, has to work, but then there's a limit of what a farmer can do in the end.
农夫也在工作，但是农夫的工作只能到一个地步，就不能再做了。
And the farmer can prepare the soil, and he can sow the seeds,But at some point in time, there's nothing that farmer can do except waiting.
对农夫来讲，他可以来犁地，他可以来撒种，但是到一个地步，他不能再做，只有一个事情，就是忍耐等候。
In those times, in Palestine, the farmer has to wait for rain.
在那个时候，那个当时的环境，农夫只能等候雨降临。
He has to wait the autumn rain and later for the spring rains.
他只能来等候这春雨跟秋雨。
If the farmer didn't get the rain, everything that he has ever done will be in vain.
如果没有春雨秋雨，他之前所做的一切都成空。
And once the rain came,
但是当雨来到的时候
，and he received a guarantee that he will get produce that year.
他就有一个确据，那一年一定有出产。
So farmer has to endure with patience to wait for the early and late rain.
所以农夫一定要忍耐等候，直到得了秋雨、春雨。
The rain is the guarantee of the harvest.
因为这雨就是收成的保证。
When we have this guarantee.
当我们有这样保证的时候
，We will endure all difficulty in our life.
在我们生命里面，所有的艰难都可以来忍耐等候。
Throughout the history, many dear saints have received this guarantee in their life.
世世代代有许多的圣徒得着了这样的确据。
So they endure with much suffering.
所以他们可以忍耐等候。
How can they endure with much suffering? Because they have this guarantee.
他们怎么能够在苦难里面忍耐等候？因为他们得着了这个确据。
So what is this guarantee?
那这个确据是什么
？What is the early and late rain?
那这秋雨春雨是什么意思
？Hosea told us what it is.
何西阿告诉我们是什么
？Hosea told us when God comes to us, it is like rain.
那何西阿就说，当神出现的时候，临到我们，他就像甘雨。
Now, this is the whole sentence. So let us know. Let us press on to know the Lord. His going forth is as certain as the dawn, and he will come to us like the rain, like the spring rain watering the earth.
这个章节是这样的，我们务要认识耶和华，竭力追求认识他，他出现却如晨光，他必临到我们，像甘雨，像滋润田地的春雨。
When God come to us like a rain, that's a guarantee.
当神临到我们，像这春雨秋雨，那我们就得着确据了。
So in New Testament,
所以在新约里面
，God come to us in Holy Spirit.
神临到我们是在圣灵里面。
And this Holy Spirit is the guarantee.
这圣灵就是确据。
In my NIV translation, it was written this way.
在我的版本，是 NIV 的版本，是这么讲。
Having believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit, guarantee our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possessions.
既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记，这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，只等到神之民被赎，使他的荣耀得着称赞。
When we have this guarantee, then we can endure much suffering.
当我们得着这个凭据，就可以忍耐等候。
Just like Job endured during his time.
就像约伯怎样在他那个时候来忍耐等候。
Job was patient, and God comes to him like early and late rain.
约伯在那里忍耐等候，最后神临到他，就像秋雨春雨。
No one suffered like Job.
没有人像约伯那样来受苦。
But no one experienced the rain like Job.
也没有人像约伯那样来体会神像秋雨春雨。
If you read Job, it's amazing what Job has seen.
如果你读约伯记的话，你会很奇妙看到约伯所看到的。
And you read, how can Job have this revelation?
你就会说，约伯怎么能得到这么大的启示？
And this is what Job said. He said, even now behold, my witness is in heaven, and my advocate is on high.
约伯这样说，现今在天有我的见证，在上有我的中保。
How did Job know about this?
约伯怎么能了解这样的事？
The advocate is on high.
在天上有我的中保。
And Job said this, as for me, I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last, he will take his stand on the earth.
约伯还这样说，我知道我的救赎主活着，末了必站立在地上。
How could Job say that?
约伯怎么能当时这样讲呢？
He saw the Redeemer.
因为他看到了救赎主。
Because he endured with patience.
因为他在那里忍耐等候。
And God came to him like a rain.
那个时候神就临到他，就像那甘雨。
With much revelations.
带着许多的启示。
He saw New Testament.
约伯看到了新约里面。
He saw the Redeemer.
他看到了救赎主。
Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said,
那个时候耶和华就从旋风中回答约伯说，
Job had the guarantee.
约伯有了那个凭据。
The Lord come to him as early and late rain.
神临到他，就像秋雨，就像春雨。
Brother and sister, this is the third preparation.
弟兄姐妹们，这是第三个预备。
We have to endure with patience.
我们必须忍耐等候。
And here's the last one.
最后的一个预备。
Paul encourages to finish the course.
保罗说要跑那当跑的路。
Paul said, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. In the future there is laid out for me the crown of his righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day.
那保罗是这样讲，那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了，从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
When Paul wrote the first book, First Thessalonians,
当保罗写他第一封书信是帖撒罗尼迦前书的时候
，and the Lord's coming is in his mind.
那个时候他心里面已经有主再来的这个概念。
Then Paul said, Thessalonians are his joy and the crown in the presence of our Lord Jesus at his coming.
在那里。保罗就说帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姐妹们就是他所夸的冠冕就是他的盼望和喜乐
Now in 2 Timothy this is Paul's last book and last word
那提摩太后书是保罗的最后一封书信是他最后的话语
Then he mentioned the crown of righteousness awarded to him on that day
他也提到有公义的冠冕在那日为他存留
The coming of our Lord Jesus motivates Apostle Paul every single day.
主的再来就是在那里激励保罗每一天向前走的动力。
This also motivates saints in the generation after Paul.
在保罗之后，很多世代的圣徒也是这样被激励。
It is Because of this hope in their heart, they endure with patience.
因着他们里面的这个喜乐的盼望，所以他们忍耐等候。
It is that this eternal hope in their heart, they fight the good fight.
是这个永存的盼望在他们里面，所以他们来打当，来打该打的仗。
They keep the faith.
他们也守住了当守的道。
Brothers and sisters, today, what motivates you?
弟兄姐妹们，今天是什么在那里成为你的动力？
What motivates me today?
今天是什么在那里成为我的动力？
What motivates all those brothers and sisters in history to finish their course?
在历史历代，是什么来激励那些弟兄姐妹们来跑进他们当跑的路？
Brothers and sisters, today, if you pay attention, you will see the cloud of witness surrounding us.
弟兄姐妹们，今天如果我们注意的话，有许多的见证人如同云彩围着我们。
And every one of them motivated by the coming of our Lord Jesus.
他们每一个都是被主耶稣再来所激励的。
Let us lay aside every encumbrance in our life.
所以我们应该放下我们生命里面所有的重担
and the sins which so easily entangle us
脱去那些容易缠累我们的罪
let us run with endurance the race is set before us
让我们忍耐来奔跑那些摆在我们前面的路程
these are the four preparations for all of us
这是为着我们所有的四个预备
if we abide in himWhen he appears, we will be like him.
如果我们住在他里面，当他显现的时候，我们必要像他。
We don't think it's possible sometimes.
有的时候我们觉得这怎么可能？
How can we be like him?
我们怎么能够像他呢？
I'm so far away from the Lord.
我与主是离得这么的远。
But the word said this.
但是神的话是这么讲。
If you abide in him.
如果你住在主里面
If you open yourself to him,
如果你把自己敞开在他面前
You've let your secret sin in the light of his presence,
如果你把你的隐恶摆在神的面前
We will be like him.
我们必要像他
If we live by faith,
如果我们是因信得生的话
we may not have the possession on this earth.
也许在地上我们没有什么财宝。
At some point in time, we need to come to a realization that, no, this possession that will not last is not that important.
总有一天我们要意识到这些财宝它们不能永存，它们没有任何意义。
Sooner or later, we need to come to a realization that there is a better possessions.
总有一天我们要意识到有更好的财宝。
A lasting one.
是永存的产业。
If we live by faith today,We will have a better possession and lasting one.
如果今天我们因信而生的话，我们就会有那更美好永存的产业。
If we endure with patience,
如果我们忍耐等候的话
And we will have this guarantee.
我们就会得着凭据。
We have this guarantee of our inheritance.
我们就会有凭据要得着基业。
And this guarantee will come to us like early and late rain.
这个凭据临到我们就要像秋雨春雨。
But we must endure in patience.
但我们必须要忍耐等候。
If we finish the course,
如果我们跑进当跑的路
we will have a crown of righteousness.
就会有公义的冠冕为我们存留。
This is how should we prepare.
这就是我们该如何预备。
But then question is, who is going to abide in him?
问题是有谁愿意住在他里面。
Who is going to live by faith?
有谁愿意因信得生。
Who is going to endure with patience?
有谁愿意忍耐等候。
Who is going to finish the course?
有谁愿意跑进当跑的路。
Paul has an answer for that question.
保罗对这个问题有一个回答。
Not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing.
不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
Therefore, Paul always say,Love is the most excellent way.
所以保罗说爱是最妙的道。
If you have love his appearing, then you will abide in him.
如果你爱慕他显现，你一定会住在他里面。
You can't love his appearing unless you love him.
如果你不爱慕他显，你不爱他，不会爱慕他的显现。
Paul was very confident.
所以保罗很有信心。
He said, "If you love the Lord, then you will fight the good fight."
如果你爱主的话，一定会来打这美好的仗。
If you love the Lord, you will finish the course.
如果你爱主的话，你一定要跑进那当跑的路。
If you love the Lord, you will keep the faith.
如果你爱主的话，你会守那所信的道。
If you truly love the Lord, you will desire to meet him face to face.
如果你真爱主的话，你一定会羡慕与他面对面。
If you love the Lord, you will serve him only and no other masters.
如果你真正爱他的话，你会单单的来服侍他，你没有其他的主。
If you love the Lord, you will endure with patience until the early and late rain.
如果你爱他的话，你会忍耐等候，直到得了秋雨春雨。
If you love the Lord, you would definitely finish the course.
如果你爱主，你一定要会跑进那当跑的路。
Therefore, he comes down to these questions.
所以他最后回到这个问题。
The same question that Jesus asked Peter.
这是耶稣爱问彼得的同一个问题。
Do you love me more than these?
你爱我比这些更多吗？
It's always come back down to the same question again.
每一次总是回到同一个问题。
Why we cannot abide in Christ?
我们怎么会不能住在主里面呢？
Because there is something else.
因为有其他的事。
Why can't we live by faith?
我们为什么不能因信得生？
There is another master somewhere there.
因为在其他的地方有另一个主。
Why can't we endure with patience?
为什么我们不能忍耐等候？
There is something else.
因为还有其他的事。
Why can't we finish the course?
为什么我们不能跑进当跑的路？
There is another course.
因为还有另外一条路我们在跑。
Therefore, Jesus asked Peter three times.
所以主耶稣三次问彼得。
Do you love me more than these?
你爱我比这些更多吗？
Jesus didn't describe what is these.
耶稣没有来描述这些是什么。
It's for us to fill that in.
是我们自己要来填空。
We all have different things in our life.
因为在我们生活里面有许多其他的事。
We have different ambitions in our life.
我们在生命里面有许多的野心。
We have different worries in our life.
在我们生命里面还有许多的忧虑。
And that is these.
这就是这些事。
And it's these that takes us away from the presence of the Lord.
就是这些事让我们从主的面前离开。
It is these that not is disallow us to live by faith.
是这些事让我们不能因信。
It's these that cause us not to have patience.
是这些让我们不能忍耐。
It is this that distract us from the course.
是这些让我们不能来跑当跑的路。
Therefore, the question will come back again, just like that day the question came to the Peters.
这些问题迟早还要再问我们，就像那天彼得所面对的。
Do we love the Lord more than these?
我们有没有爱主过于爱这些？
Brother and sister, we have to know our time.
弟兄姐妹们，我们需要来分辨时候。
No matter how long we live on this earth, our lives is a single day in eternity.
不管我们生命有多长，在永恒里面来看，只有一天。
Although our life flourish like a grass in the morning,
虽然我们的生命在早晨似乎发芽生长，
the evening will sure come.
但是晚上一定要来到。
There's many things that we do not know.
有许多事我们不能去了解的。
But one thing is certain is the evening will come someday.
但是有一件事确定，就是晚上总会来到。
When evening comes,
当晚上来到的时候，
Let's suppose the evening come now.
我们来想象，如果晚上现在来到，
Is these still important?
这些事还重要吗？
If that, whatever that is bothering us today, if the evening comes now, is that still important?
如果我们心里面有些做难的事，但如果晚上现在到了，这些事情还有意义吗？
If it's not important then, it is not important.
如果在那个时候不重要，在现在就不重要。
Whatever is important then, it is important now.
但如果在那个时候是重要的，在今天就是重要的。
Anything else is distraction.
所有其他的都是搅扰的事。
Anything else will distract us from this course.
所有其他的事都会把我们从这个当跑的路拉开。
Will take away from faith.
让我们从信心里面离开。
Remove us from His presence.
让我们从他的面前离开。
Cause us to lose patience.
让我们失去耐心。
Therefore, for us to live this life correctly.
所以我们如何来正确地活这样的生活？
We need to have Lord's coming in our mind every single day.
每一天我们都要在心里面有这个概念，就是主要再来。
Use that as our judgment.
用这个来衡量其他的一切。
You ask yourself, you know, my evening is not that far away.
问问我们的自己，因为我们的晚上很可能就不
近。I know mine is not too far away.
我知道我的晚上就快来到。
So I have advantage, you know, over most of you.
所以我对比其他更年轻的人有我的长处。
Use that to judge. Is this important?
我现在用这个来衡量，这些东西重要吗？
If my eveningcomes, is this still important?
如果我的晚上到来的时候，这些东西还重要吗？
Brother and sister, I urge you to think this way every time you have to make a decision.
弟兄姐妹们，我劝大家，每一次做决定的时候，都用这个来衡量。
A life is comprised of a collection of decisions and choices we made.
因为我们的生命其实就是一连串的选择把它串起来的。
The decision we make define the life we live.
我们所做的选择就决定我们所活的生活。
When you and I have to make a decision, we have to make that decision under this light.
当我们每一次做决定的时候，要在这个光中来决定。
We need to put that decision in the light of His presence.
我们必须把这个决定放在他的面光之中。
Then we ask ourselves, is it still important?
然后我们问自己，这件事还重要吗？
If I put this in the light of His presence, if it's still important, then it is important now.
如果我把这件事放在他的面光之中是重要的，那对我来讲，我就应该认为它是重要的。
If put this in the light of His presence is not important, then it's not important now.
如果在他的面光之中，这个东西的重要性根本就没有，那对我来讲就不应该是重要的。
Then we are the one that prepare for His coming.
那我们就是那预备等候他再来的人。
This is the way we prepare for Lord's coming.
这就是我们怎样来预备等候他再来。
It's all about our hearts.
全是关乎我们的心。
All the preparation we talk about this morning happen in our heart and our spirit.
所有我们今天谈到的这些预备都是在里面，在灵里，在心里发生的。
If we do this, if we prepare this way,
如果我们如此来预备的话，
we will on this course now.
我们现在就在跑当跑
的路。We're running this course now.
我们现在就在跑当跑的路。
We're fighting this good fight now.
我们现在就在打美好的
仗。We're keeping the faith now.
我们就在守所信的道。
It's not that complicated.
不是那么的复杂。
It's not that sophisticated.
没有那么的复杂。
It's simply to live in the light of His coming.
就是简单的活在这个光中，就是他再来的光中。
Brothers and sisters, especially for those who are still before noon times.
弟兄姐妹们，尤其为那些还没有到正午时间的。
You know, I envy you, young people. You still have more opportunities.
我羡慕你们这些年轻人，似乎你们的机会还有很多。
Because you can still prepare for that day. You have more time to prepare for that day than I do.
因为你比我的话有更多的时间来为那一天预备。
I wish I had more time like you do can prepare for that day.
我希望我有你们那样多的时间来预
备。But I don't have.
但是我没有。
But you do.
但你有。
Prepare for that day.
为那一天来预备。
Make sure your life means something on that day.
让你的生命在那一天是有意义的。
That's not to waste our life on this earth to pursue the possession of this earth.
不要在这个地上来追求世界上的财宝。
It will not last.
因为这些都不能永存。
So all young people, we have opportunity.
所以年轻人，你们有机会。
To make our life count.
让我们的生命是算得数的。
So we can stand before our Lord Jesus.
所以我们可以站在主耶稣面前。
We have no shame.
我们不会惭愧。
We will be like him.
我们会像他。
We have that possession and lasting one.
我们有那永存的产业。
There will be the crown of righteousness for us.
会有那公义的冠冕为我们存留。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you this morning. We can have this fellowship of your words.
父啊，感谢你，今天早上我们有这样话语的交通。
And we praise you that you're so merciful.
感谢你，因为你是怜悯的神。
And we pray that today you will find faith on this earth.
我们愿意你在这个世上找到信德。
There will be those who will say that I serve no other masters.
在这个地上有人说我不侍奉其他的主。
I will not go after the possession of this earth which will not last.
我不会来追求这世上不能永存的财宝。
Give us this desire.To open ourselves to you.
给我们一个羡慕，把自己敞开在你面前。
Our secret sins is in the light of your presence.
让我们的隐恶在你的面光之中。
Lord, when we're in difficult times, let us endure.
主啊，让我们在困难的时候，在苦难之中来忍耐等候。
Attract our heart, so we love you.
让我们来省察自己，我们有没有爱你的心。
So that we can finish this course.
所以我们可以来跑进当跑的路。
We'll keep the faith.
我们可以来守住所信的道。
We'll fight the good fight.
我们可以来打那美好的仗。
We'll pray for all those that still have more times amongst us.
我们为在我们之中还有更多时间的人祷告。
Let us come to you now.
让我们现在就来到你面前。
Let's open our heart to you now.
让我们现在就把心向你打开。
Let's commit our life into your hand now.
让我们现在就把我们自己奉献给你。
So that you will gain our life for your sake.
所以你是为着自己的荣耀来得着我们。
So we will face you on that day without shame.
所以那一天我们与你面对面的时候没有惭愧。
Father, we thank you for giving us this time.
父啊，感谢你给我们这样的时间。
Encourage our hearts.
来鼓励我们。
Fill our heart with your love.
用你的爱来充满我们
，so we can all get back to the course.
所以我们都可以回到这当跑的路
，that fight a good fight.
来打这美好的仗
，that keep the faith.
来守着所信的道。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。